Kof Tes Menachem of Monday the 25th of August, Rabbi Shlomo Fishman, Issa Mechikas Hashem, what is in a name? This week's Shiurim are now Le'ilu Nishmas, Reb Chaim Ben Harav, Svi Yaakov, Olav HaShalom.
Good morning. The Pasuk in last week's Sedra, which we read yet 2 days ago, the Pasuk seems to be speaking about something which is today's day and age, quite archaic, not relevant. Ibud avodah zara, abeita avdunas kol hamakomos, should eradicate any zecher of the avodah zara. And further on, the Torah tells us, lo yisasun kein l'Hashem Elokeichem, that you should not do to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The Torah seems to create a sandwich here, creates a contrast between the two. And as relevant as avodah zara is to us today, if we're not suffering, it might be the same for Isur Mechikas Hashem. Are there any sofrim present, perhaps? So if there are, then please, I enjoy your input. The Isur Mechikas Hashem is learned from this pasuk. The Gemara in Makis Daf Chav Beis brings the Azhara from this pasuk of Lo Sa'asun Kein Hashem Elokeichem. It's mentioned also in the Gemara in Sanhedrin and Vav. And the Gemara learns out that this doesn't only apply to Mechikas Hashem, but it applies all to any other object which Hashem's name is rested upon it. So as the Mizbeach, or the Heichal, the Azara, including Atzei Hekdesh also, Atzei HaKodesh, that are used for the Ma'aroch, if it's done in a way where it's burnt, and consumed in a fashion of Hashchosa, then of destruction, then that is in Isser of Lo Sa'asun Kein Hashem Elokeichem. The halachas are brought down in Yerideya, in Hilchas Mechikas Hashem, which is in Hilchas Ksivas Hashem, in Dinei Sefer Torah, Hilchas Sefer Torah in Shulchan Aruch, Siman Reish Ayin Vav, and in the Rambam in Hilchas Yisayidi HaTorah. I'd like to point out is that Rashi brings, and this is a Sifri, that Rabbi Yishmael says, Mikan Azhora, this is the command of Issa Mechikas Hashem. And Rabbi Gamliel says, V'chitale al daitcha, that Bnei Yisrael will go ahead and do Mechikas Hashem. Why would they ever want to do such a thing? So the Torah tells us that this Mechika here is for some other reason. It's a Mechika which is an indirect Mechika. It's through the Aveiros that Klal Yisrael would commit Chalila, then that would cause Churban Beis HaMikdash, which is equivalent to Mechikas Hashem, and it teaches us a Mizbeach. So, just to appreciate the Isra of Mechikas Hashem, a few moments, an introduction to the idea. Hashem created the world b'shmo Yisov. We learn in the Mishnah in Pirkei Avot, it says, Kol HaNikra b'shmi, l'chvoydi b'rosi, v'tzarti v'fasisiv. The world is created b'shmo Yisov HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And the Shiva Shem Yisraelim Nimchokim, that this halacha pertains to, begins with Shem Yud Kei Vav Kei, which is Shem Havaya, which all creations stem from that. The ifanim of other giluyim are through the Shema HaKodesh of Elohim, which is found throughout the Sedra of the Berea in Parshas Bereishis. But Shem Yud Kei Vav Kei is the basis, it's the platform that upon that everything rests. So if that is to be erased, that's essentially saying we are erasing the entire world. Ad Kidei Kach, that the Gemara brings the mice of David HaMelech, and David HaMelech was digging the shittim, the drainage pipes for the Mizbeach. Once again, the Mizbeach and the Mechikas Hashem will come together here. Here he's digging them, and the world is going to be swamped by the Mei Tehoim. And David HaMelech is hesitant, and he's not sure how to paskin. Well, he may want to paskin, but his Rebbe Achitofel is there, and therefore he doesn't want to paskin. And he asks, who will go ahead and give us a heter? Who knows if it's mutter to write Hashem's name on a piece of earthenware and toss it into the ground in order to stop it? And Achitofel does a kavah chomer. If HaKadosh Baruch Hu permitted it for Shalom Ben Ishta Ishtai in Asoita, the mice of Asoita, and so too to save the world. This is quite perplexing because we're discussing Hatzlos Nefashos for the Ganze Welt. The whole world is at stake. And David HaMelech is hesitant. This is not for one person, this is the entire creation. But the concept behind it is that the entire creation is in Hashem's name as well. Kol HaNikra B'Shmi V'Lichvoydi B'Rosiv. And erasing that is equivalent to erasing the world as well. So who is giving us this heter? And that's why we require the Kal V'Chomer from Shalom Ba'olam, the Bein Ish L'Ishtoi. That was written in the Torah, this permit. And the heter was written already. So let's go back for a general overview now of the halachas that pertain to it. Issur Mechikas Hashem, and how it might be relevant in our lives. I'd like to begin with a story which happened some 3 or 4 weeks ago in Yerushalayim. Just beneath my house in Beit Began, there's a bus stop on Rechov Uziel. For those who are familiar with the road, there's a bus stop there, and there's a new bench that they set up over there. One morning on the way to shul, I see someone had spray painted Shem Yud Kei Vavke on the bench. It was very perplexing and extremely painful to see. On the way home, later that day, in the evening, I see someone erased it and spray-painted over it. So this knee-jerk reaction of seeing something that's so disturbing and immediately erasing it seems to be the incorrect thing to do. Just last week, I was out of London. I was in a place, Bournemouth, with Ifa Shabbos, and my children are used to an Erev in Eretz Yisrael. And I warned them that beforehand we were in a place without an Erev. And someone gave a lollipop to my son during shul, very sweet candy man. And my older child understood right away that he has to dispose of it, so he gave it to someone else who wasn't staying in that hotel, the Normandy Hotel, where they have a heter for Eruv Chatzeres over there. But my younger child was walking out, and he walked out just a few steps outside the gateway with a lollipop in his mouth. So a woman approached him and said, "There's no Eruv here, quickly put it back inside." I said, "This knee-jerk reaction is incorrect. You can't put it back inside. Leave it here. Don't take it back inside." So these knee-jerk reactions perhaps may cause us to do the wrong thing. So let's examine what this person did. By spray-painting over it, was that the correct approach or not? So let's begin with the concept of Shem Yud Kei Vavke as this is the example we're discussing as the Issur Mechikas Hashem, which is at hand. The name for Issur, this name is a name that there's no dispute about it. Hashem Yud Kei Vavke is an Issur Mechika on it. What are the requirements of a shame in order to have the Issur Mechika apply to it? Does it require being Nichtav B'Kedusha? Does it require being Nichtav Agabi Klav? What does it require? So the ksiva is b'chol ksav shelo. There's a Gemara that talks about someone who had a shame written on his body, al basaroi. Can he go into a mikvah? Can he wash? He might erase it. And then the Gemara discusses the fact that the pasuk says, lo sa'asun kein Hashem Elokeichem. You must not do an act which erases Hashem's name. Grama, but if it's an indirect act, mutar. That is mutar. This question has arose regarding many areas which are relevant today. The Achiezer discusses it when you have a print press, and in order to print it, they had to have raised forms of letters, and they printed it on the paper. What do you do with these molds afterwards? You have Shem Hashem on it. They used to melt it and create new ones, recycle it. Or today we have recycled paper. What do we do about papers that Svarim, they go into Gemiza, is it permissible to recycle it? So these are questions that are relevant today in Mechikas Hashem. The Ramah discusses what happens, the shame in the Siddur, when you have two Yudin together. Is that shame Hashem or not? And Ramah brings up the Yud Yud, and it had an apostrophe on top. The reason that was chosen was because that's Sin Gematria, Yud Kivovke. Yud Yud, and it's like a Vav on top. 26. That was the reason. In Chassidus, they say, Tzveidelech, Tzizamen, that brings the Shechina. But that's what the Ramah brings. The Yud, Yud, and the apostrophe on top is like a Vav. That's 26. So this is like a Kinui, perhaps. And the Kinuyim is only the Tzarech Godel. It's a Heter Mechika. So too with the Yud, Yud. The Ramah says to be careful. Yud, Yud, Shebasidurim, it's Tzarech Godel. What about Gematrias? Certain refinement of Gematrias that we use. This is similar. The Yud, Yud, an apostrophe on top is a Vav. Or what about This discussion in the Pesukim about Tefillin, when they have the Shin Dalud, and then they also tie the Yud together, and you have a Tzura of Kiv Yochel of Shakai, is that also Issur Mechikas Hashem? It was raised as an issue. So the shachs, and what about in foreign languages? What about in English? What about in German? That was what was discussed at the time. There were matbeos, there were coins that had Shem Hashem on it.
In God,
we have it today in America, yes, those are three letters. Then it was four letters. It was in Sweden, that's what they had. They had such a coin. In this country, there's something called the Coinage Act. You're not allowed to destroy or deface a coin. In other countries, in America, they have it, in Israel, they have it. It's a law that was created in order not to defile, so to speak, the legal tender in the country, to protect it. So, Kivyachal, here they're trying to use together, Tzaman, Beit Zachen, you have also Shem Hashem on it, and you have the coin, so it's a protected place. You can't erase it, even legally, by Dina de Malchusa. But what do you do? Can you melt such a coin? Someone wanted the gold. Can he melt it? So it does appear. What about Be'ezras Hashem on top of a piece of paper? They say, or B'siyata D'Shmaya, is that also considered? It's all discussed in the Paiskim, and some expand and extend it all the way into those areas of Kinuyim. The Shach, incidentally, says in Hilchas Mechashev, in Kufayin Tes, in Yerdeh, there he says, he talks about the Shemois, Leichin Shalamako, and there he says that if it's in another language, it's not a shame. It's Mutar B'Mechika. That's the Shach Psak. And it's brought down in many places. This is a psak that in other languages doesn't apply. So therefore, destroying a dollar bill with those letters on it doesn't apply. It's an Isra Mechika. So as we see how this evolves, so it begins with the Isra Deraisa of Al Gabei Klaf, En Ashuris, Bidyoy, Besam, Besikra, and all the Ifanik Siva that we have in the Torah, if it's by a get or if it's by Sefer Torah. And then we have, but it goes on into the next stage, Kinuyim. And then from Kinuyim it goes on to Rimazim. And then it goes down to foreign languages. So it does apply in our day-to-day life as well. This applies also to Kisvei HaKodesh in general. And it applies to Sfarim that don't even have Shem Hashem, like Megillas Esther. If we're not going with Rashi Tevis, and we're not going with Rimazim that are brought in Sefer Kabbalah, then there aren't any Shemas Gluyim in the Megillah. So it applies to all Kisvei HaKodesh. What is the level of the Isser? Is it an Isser Deraisa throughout, or is there a Derabbanon? Is there a Makim where it's Mutar? These are all the stages that we'll have to go through. So we see that the beginning was an Isser Gomor, and that's Kol Ksav Shehu, and that's the Gemara that discusses someone, can he go in the mikveh? Can he be reichetz with the Shema Besorei? And that's bidyoi, and it's on bosa, it's on klaf, it's not on paper. It's b'chol mokim shehu, that's the issur. Later on, we have what's called nitpa la'ashem. The Gemara in Shavuah says that when you have after Hashem Hashem, the end of the word, Elokeichem, Elokeinu, those are extensions of the name. Those are also included in the issur. But the Rambam says that's only in Makas Mardos, it's not Malkas. But the Issa may be an Issa Deraisa. There's debate in the Paiskim about this. So you have the initial and the primary Issa, and then we go down to an Itpalim, and then we go down to when it's an Issa and it's not a Chi of Malkus. And the examples may be as follows. If someone's a Soifer and he's writing Shem Hashem, and he comes into an instance where he needs to correct something, and the correction may be in an area where there won't be a Chi of Malkus. For instance, he has an incident where the reish is too long. The vav is too long. In the Yudke Vavke. So he wants to shorten it. But the vav will still be there. Can he do that? That may be an Issur, but won't be Issur Malkus. Because you're not entirely removing the name. What happens if you have, for instance, a pareches that has split in the middle two sections, and you have the Shem Hashem on either side? Can you separate it or not? There was a terrible incident in Kiryat Sefer some years ago, where someone was taking out his, venting his anger on a basin there, and he spray painted the front door with Shem Hashem. And they were afraid to open the front door. Couldn't they open it? Because it went across the doorpost onto the side posts, and that would separate the Shem Hashem. Like on Shabbos, opening a Sefer, if you have the sides which are connecting letters, or in the Pareches, what's the halacha with that? So there's a tzad of meichik there. Does it apply here as well? The Pischei Tshuva in Yerdea brings this, and he says, no, there's no Yaseh here, because the Oisis remain Shalem. There's a Shlemus to the Oisis. They're not being, there's no Ibud going on here. You're just separating them. There's no Ibud. There's no destruction. So that is permissible. So what this fellow wanted to achieve was that they wouldn't be able to do it, but that was motto. But what about removing it entirely? Can you erase it afterwards? Can you repaint the door? Incidentally, it's interesting because when the Megadeth left Moshe Rabbeinu's beis din, he also started cursing HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Why didn't he curse Moshe Rabbeinu? Vice-Nice, when he went to Moshe, he understood that Psak came from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, not from someone else. It didn't come from Moshe. So he took his anger to Yochel Klapei Milo. So to this fellow, when he was taking his anger out in the beis din, he didn't go clap in the beis din. When Klapei Milo, he understood that the Psak is a Mishpat Elokim Hu. He wasn't going towards Bnei Odom. He didn't spray paint the dying's name on the door in an embarrassing way. So in any event, the concept that we have to deal with in the situation at hand was a Shem Hashem that was spray painted on the bench, and what is the way to go about that? And in the first instance, what happened was that someone did color over it. A few days later, I get a phone call from a local neighbor, a girl on her way to seminary, and she tells me she's at the bus stop again, and someone did it again. It's on the bench, Nachamol. Can she sit on the bench? That was her question. Is it mutter to sit on the bench? She's waiting for the bus. Is it mutter to sit on the bench?
What's the problem with the bench?
It has Shem Hashem on it. Someone painted Shem Hashem on it. Are you allowed to sit on it or not? That was her question. Is it a bizarion or not? So let's step back and see how the Chasam Sefer dealt with the situation. Chasam Sefer in Chelek Vov Likutim Simen Ches discusses a situation that happened that the Sofer sat down and wrote Shem Hashem B'Kedusha in a pasuk called Zeh Ashal Hashem Tzadik Mi'Avoy Avoy. And he wanted to put it on top of the entrance to the shul. Somebody went ahead and he took this cloth from the Sofer and he put it at the entrance of the Beis HaKisa. Doesn't that make sense? I was asking the Chasam Sefer, what do you do now? And you can't erase it and you can't remove it and it's inextractable. You can't get it off. Is it mutter to erase it or not? That was the question that was posed to the Chasam Sofer. And he was very busy. And he writes in the beginning of the tshuva that I'm very busy, but this is so important, I have to deal with it right away, so he sits down to write the tshuva. And he says as follows. There's an halacha of Sefer Torah Sheksova Min. The Gemara in Shabbos brings this. A Sefer Torah that a Min wrote. What is a Min exactly, we'll discuss in a moment. But Sefer Torah Sheksova Min, Yisorif. Must burn it. I'll call Askoris a boy, even though it has all the Askoris in it, you burn it. It's brought down Shulchan Aruch Siman Reish Pei Aleph in Yerideya, and the Gilead Marashah there brings five Shittas in the Rishayim, I believe. What is a min? Who is a min? Rashi one place says a min is a koimer, he's a priest for Avodah Zarah. Another place Rashi says that he's an imam mitivrei Chazal. Another place it's brought that it's not pikoyos. It was not pikoyos. It's also a big sugya. Shulchan Aruch passes it's not pikoyos. And for Shabbos, the Gabi Hatzolas Kisvei Hakodesh and Shabbos and Makom Sofer. And the Rambam says a new definition in Hilchas Yisodei HaTorah says the Rambam, Mi she'ein ma'amin b'kedushas Hashem, doesn't believe in the kedusha of Hashem. But all this doesn't apply in the case of the Chasam Sofer because the Sofer wrote the Hashem b'kedusha v'tayer. This plainly went ahead and took the shame and applied it to the Beis HaKisah. But the Chasam Sofer says this element, the premise here is, what do we understand from the Sefer Torah Sheksov Min? That if there's a Chilul Hashem, you have to eradicate, you have to remove it right away. Because that's the Kovod Hashem, to remove the Chilul Hashem. So he says to go ahead and take a Nochri. And tell a Nochri to do it, but a Nochri Katan, he says. He goes into Shlichus, but Nochri, he says, take a Nochri Katan. And he should go ahead and do it. And in the Yesha, he says, looking Kuch Nefesh and Nichol Shabbos, he says, then go to a Godel. He can't do it by a Godel, Nochri Godel. Then by Yisrael. But not Yisrael Katan, he says, because Yisrael Katan, Osle Misrach. He'll get used to doing this. He'll make a mistake when he grows up that you'll let him do Mechikas Hashem. So take a Yisrael Godel. The Chazon Ish, in your days in Kuf Samach Daled, he says, how can you do such a thing? Give it to a guy. That's a Chil Hashem, to let a guy destroy Shem Hashem. A Yid should do it. Like in Chil Shabbos on Pikuach Nefesh, Oisvach the Yisrael, Gdoilim. That's how you do it. You don't do it like the Nochrim. So here too, it should be done by a Yid. So in this case, the Chasam Seif is discussing a shame that was Nichtav B'Ktusha, but was applied to a Mokoyim Bizoyim, and then he says to go ahead and erase it. And he said, Adi Nochri, Chasam Seif says, no, Adi Yisrael. So you don't really have to go into the Sugya of a Sefer Tejik Sarimim. In our case, that we're discussing when someone spray painted the bench, you may have to wait for the police profile to see who they catch, who's the arsonist, and see who he is. If he answers to one of the criteria of a min, then perhaps it will be a mutter. But since it's kamashitas bereshayim, so maybe it's a deraisa, you shouldn't go ahead and do it. So here we come on to the heter of the Chasam Seifer, that if it's a mocking bizoyin, it's more of a bizoyin to keep it there than to remove it. And therefore, perhaps the person that went ahead and spray painted over it did the correct thing, and it wasn't a knee-jerk reaction. It was something that was premeditated, and he thought about it, and he went through the sugya, and he knew what he was doing.
That somebody that wrote the Yid Kibufkai on the bench to Chatchile certainly didn't write it in Kiddushin.
Oh, so it's better than Chasam Seifer. If it goes with Shittas the Rishayim, that it's a koimer, Avodah Zarah, a priest, so it was done the shame of Avodah Zarah, that was the reason. Like Rashi says, then it doesn't apply here. But if it goes with the way Rambam explains, that any mamim mikdush is a shame, and it's showing zilzul and kvod Hashem, that's the reason, then going with the Rambam, that's the sound reasoning, and it's even better than what the Chasam Seifer was talking about, because there he's talking about a shame that was written mikdush.
But not sitting on it?
Oh, so sitting on it, very good. So sitting on it, this goes back to the sugya in Erchin. Sugya in Erchin, the Vav discusses, koi roshi isnadev goi, the Beis HaKnesses. What happens if a guy wants to donate some construction items to the Beis HaMedrash, to the shul, and he had a shame on it, and he wrote Shem Shamayim on it. Rashi says that the guy did it himself. Halach is if a guy does Ksivas Hashem, we don't say that he's like a min. Min is worse than a guy. And even if a Sefer Shenimtza Etzel Min was found by a min, but you don't know if the min wrote it, then Mechoshish, maybe Yisrael wrote it, a good Yisrael wrote it. So Akasha, Mechitaisi, that Min wrote it. Only if you know for certain that the Min wrote it, then we might have to wait for the police profile in this case to see who was the one who wrote it. But perhaps the place where he wrote it shows the motive, it shows everything already. So going back to this issue of the sitting on it, so Rashi this says in the Sugya, the Gemara says, carries on and says that the Kamashlan, what the Bryce is talking about there, in the sugya of Ksivas Hashem Adin Nochi Bekoira, or Yodas Akelim, it talks about also Tesefta Megillah. So there it says Yogud, you remove it, Vishtamish, and you can use it afterwards. Yodas Akelim, then you use a utensil that has Shem Hashem on it, as long as you remove the Shem Hashem from it beforehand. So the Gemara says Kamashmelon, Shem Shaloibim Koimoy Lab Kodeshu. If the shame is not written in its place, lab kodesh. What does it mean here? So two pirushim in Rashi. And Rashi says a rishon shamati v'u'ikar. The first one is Rashi says that there are two halachas. There's one halacha that there's isur bizoyin b'shame, the same which comes from a shalom kachatira by sitavoy. It comes from that pasuk. Comes from isur mechikas Hashem as well. But it also applies to the areas that are surrounding the shame, because it's toifes es mikoymai. And all three voices. If you have a klaf and you have Shem Hashem on it, the entire klaf is also bizoyin. But if it's shaloi b'mkoyimoy, it's not on the klaf, then it's mutter, because that's not the area which Shem Hashem is on it. If it's on a klaf, the halacha is on a klaf. It's safest because there it's mokim ksivasoi. So we say that it spreads upon the entire area of mokim ksiva. But if it's not a mokim ksiva at all, it's a utensil. It's not intended for ksiva. So the Kedusha doesn't spread on the entire area, and the rest of the area, which is not in the immediate zone of the Shem Hashem, the Mokim of it, and that's Mutter. So therefore, to sit on the bench, not on the Mokim of Shem Hashem, would be Mutter. That's according to one Perush in Rashi that's talking about the surrounding areas.
Shem Hashem was written on the seat.
On the bench, yes.
On the flat
part. So where was it? So where was the bench? So if those are familiar with the benches now in Yerushalayim, it's a new style bench. The bench has three sections, and each one is divided by each set is a netted area. For instance, it's perforated with holes, and then there's one area between each bench that is flat and solid, and that's where it was written, because it was on the perforation on that area. You won't have a complete shame, perhaps maybe it's nikra, but you can't see the phylloceus. It's difficult to call that a ksiva. But it's on the back. It's on the separation between the two seats. But people sit on it, though. People do sit on it. It's a three-seated bench. But it could be five if everyone accommodates all the spaces on it. So it was on the separation between the benches. But it's not raised. It's level.
It was written to stop people from sitting down.
Perhaps, yes. Yeah. It was an act of arson to show people, is Shem Hashem on it, and you can sit down, and to annoy people. That was the purpose.
It's a morality thing. One of these... I don't want men and women sitting together on the bench.
It was done in Bayev Gan. It was done in Meir Shalom, Ken Zayn. It was done in Bayev Gan.
You look exactly
all
of the angle
letters,
the way the letters are.
Seriously, what's the difference between the seat?
On the seat itself. So since it was all the holes in the area, so I don't know if you can call that a full shame, because even though with one long gaze you might see the entire shame, it's nikkur ke'echas, but that might be the instance of the chibur that's done. It's not a full chibur, so you don't have a full shame.
Right,
but
the holes in the sea,
yeah. It wouldn't connect the oisias.
Yeah, well, they are.
You go to lavud, the chumra. You have a chibur through lavud, but there's no shame there. And what are you sitting on? You're sitting on the hole, you're sitting on the metal. What are you sitting on? So
you're going to start that, and what about computer screens?
Oh, computer screens, that's discussed, exactly. Very good, computer screens. It's brought down. Shemit Halevi discusses this with computer screens.
There's pixels.
Pixels, exactly. So Shemit Halevi discusses what happens if you have 100 light bulbs, and you use all those light bulbs, and you create a shame through it. Is that an issue? Can you switch it off? Can you move them? Can you move the light bulbs? Because certainly there's no issue in that.
You've got the omelette that says it's got a light. When you turn it off, so it all goes black.
It goes black. It's not legible, but it's there. It's not an ibud. So it's not a changing in the eyes. That's what the Chasmanich says. It's not an ibud in the eyes. But what's interesting is the way the Rambam brings this in Sefer HaMitzvahs. He brings Mechias HaMalik, and then he brings Chil HaShem, and then he brings Mechikas HaShem. This is all one inyan of Ein Hashem Sholem, Ein Hakisa Sholem, which is Amalek. And on the other hand, well, Klal Yisrael Chalila can contribute their part in Mechikas Hashem, Hashem Yerachem. And adding on to that, this is what HaKadosh Baruch Hu did when we're ending off with this. What HaKadosh Baruch Hu did when he created the world, B'Shemes, he gave us Shemes. And he handed them to us. And he said, now it's up to you. You can choose Chalila to use them in an improper way. And you can use it in a proper way. What Shemas are all about, the Etzem, is we all have names. We're all given names at our bris. The concept of a name is, and this is the title, what is in a name? A name is who we are. It's our full identity. That's who we are. If we want to be called out in a group of people and singled out, how do we single ourselves out? By our name. Like going to a group and I say, hey you, it doesn't work. Everyone will turn around, or no one will turn around. But if I single someone out by his name, that creates the bond and the connection. There's a direct relation there. And then we can relate to each other. It singles them out. So, top of the body, there's no one else to single out. It's Hashem Echad D'Shmerech, there's no one else. But to create that bond that we have with Him, Yishmochu gave us names. He literally is Him called Tmuna. We don't have any Tmunas. There's no such thing in Yahadus. It's also Yisrael Shama. But Shema is like Yishmochu gave us, and that's the way that we cling to Him. U'bishmoiti Shavaya. I'll end off with the lashon of the chinuch in Dinei Shvua. The chinuch says something which should be repeated again and again. The chinuch says that Shvua is to give something kiyum, give something existence, to give it reality, to give it absolute existence. And that is equal to Shem Hashem. And that's why we're nishba b'shem Hashem. And his lashon is, ki b'shem Hashem hu mechitzas hakiyum. There is existence. And anything that we attach to that becomes everlasting and eternal. And that is what Shem Hashem is all about. He gave us the ability to have His name called upon us. Ki Shem Hashem nikra olecha, u'shmeinu korosa b'shmecha, v'shimcha godol v'akodosh oleinu korosa. And this bond of love that Yishmael gave us, the names that He gave us, He uses in the most unique way. In Shir HaShirim, there aren't any Shemus. Shir HaShirim. The Shem HaKadosh that's in Shir HaShirim, the song of love, is what? Shlomo HaMelech's name himself. That's where the Ahava is. He gave us his name in our name. The author of Shir HaShirim and the subject of Shir HaShirim have the same name. Implying Kadosh Baruch Hu says, Asidim Tzadikim, Shiyikoro B'Shmoy Shal Kadosh Baruch Hu. L'asad Lava, the Gemara, Baba Basayin, hey. That's the final goal. The Tzadikim will have Shem HaShem Nikra Aleim. And this is the whole concept of Torah Lishma, Avoida Lishma. What is this all about? It's all about His name. La'avo L'yira Eshmecha. It's not about our name. It's not about us, who we are. It's about Him. U'Shmei Nikros V'Shmecha is assuming His name, and whatever we do is in His name. We are His messengers, and we carry His name. So therefore the great protection of Mechikas Hashem, because that's the name, that's all there is. There isn't any other name. When we have our name, that's assuming Kibyachol, Sheloi L'Shem Shamayim, it's L'Shmi. It's for my name. So when Torah tells us, V'ikchu li L'Shmi, you'll take for HaKadosh Baruch Hu. What does that mean? Take L'Shmi, take for me. Meaning to say is, if it's, you should give to me, right? No, giving to me assumes that there's a you and there's a me. And you give to me. But that's not what Shmuel is telling us. V'yikhu l'lishmi. Take yourself and assume my name. And when you give, it's giving from me. Ki mincho hakol, miyotcho nasanu lach. Gantz Yiddishkeit is all about this. This is the focal point. That HaKadosh Baruch Hu resides within us. Bekeir of Yisrael. Bekeir b'cha kodosh. It's all about that. And from that emanates Kedusha. And therefore, Mechikas Hashem is paramount. Al kedei kach, David HaMelech didn't want to erase Hashem's name to save the whole world, because that's the whole world itself.